Item number 9 from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, presenting the proposed timetable for the 2013 Milwaukee County Community Development Block Grant Program Year. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Cole.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, this is pretty much the same annual report you may have seen over the years with just the general timeline that we expect to meet for the 2013 CDBG allocation. Again, the first step was today with the public hearing as well as going over this timeline. You'll see that applications will become available quite soon with the deadline being July 27th to receive those applications. And then the presentation of CDBG projects in September, with the award and the submission of the annual plan to HUD in November. So if there's any specific questions, either myself or Mr. Dorsey can answer those.
Are your administrative people here this morning?
Yes.
Why don't we have them stand up?
Sure.
Please just introduce yourself.
I'm David Dorsey, Program Coordinator, CDBG Program.
Jean Wolfgang,
Home
Coordinator.
Thank you.
Approved administrative block grant.
Supervisor Mayo, question.
You said, I know Mr. Dorsey said there was other individuals we worked with you on block grant.
Yes, Madam Chair, Supervisor. I'm not sure if you're referring to additional staff.
Right.
We actually do have an additional staff person in CDBG. Historically, we've had one individual running CDBG. Evans Gant actually is in the audience. Mr. Gant is going to be helping out Mr. Dorsey to kind of get up to speed in CDBG since we need additional staffing.
And that's federal funded?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
And I would just, I'm sorry, Supervisor Johnson, did you have a question?
Yes, with respect to the manual being distributed and then the applications, will the manual go out before the applications?
Yeah, Supervisors, what we're planning on doing is having some public information sessions for anybody who's interested in applying for CDBG if you're a nonprofit to go over the subrecipient manual, go over kind of the changes that HUD has from this year to the prior year. So we will discuss that prior to applications.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure that there's some type of coordination.
Yes.
So that those who receive the applications have some sense that the manual does exist and can follow it.
Correct.
Get some education on the manual.
Correct.
And please let the committee members know the dates of those hearings so that we can alert interested constituents to attend those meetings.
Yes.
Mr. Cole, you want to make a point?
Yeah, the one thing, one important, Madam Chair and Supervisors, that I wanted to point out in this report is that we plan on submitting the report, our annual plan to HUD in a timely manner this year. I'm not sure when the last time that was done. They've come to us and kind of been a little upset with us submitting this plan, sometimes up to a year late. So we want to be on schedule, and that's why we put this timeline in place. And your help is really important with this. For example, we have the public hearing on September 17th, and we're suggesting that we have another meeting on the 24th. That's not currently in the schedule, but if you allow us to work with you on that, we believe very strongly we can submit this plan in a timely manner.
Yeah, and committee members, if you note on the last page of this report, you'll see those dates, and I've at least made a commitment as chair with Mr. Colon that we're going to, as much as humanly possible, meet those deadlines. And just to show you where we are, I mean, I think it was May, we were in front of HUD at their office, and we still hadn't met the deadline, which ideally should have been met November 2nd based on this schedule.
Right.
So we're really going to try to make that because we jeopardize the monies if we don't make the schedule. So we will do our best.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Pointing that out. Any other questions or comments? If not, Madam Clerk, please call item.